CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge Two-Meter Net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chew portion. And tonight being Saturday night, we're going to begin with Alpha through Delta, but before we do that, we'll go through the pre-net check-ins, any Echolink stations we may have, and any brand new amateur radio operators. So starting with pre-net check-ins, we have, I had to refresh it because we have two more, well, one more. We have W2AMD, that's Andrew in Simpsonville. KI4LJG, that is Bob in River Falls. W4FCM, that's Fred, bring with him. N4IEI, that's Miss Isla there in Traveler's Rest. K4XMR, that's Mel in Prosperity. KO4ZEW, that's Ben in Simpsonville. AF4TZ, that's Robert in Hendersonville. KQ4NHB, that's Danny in Greenville. N4ASW, that's Tony in Asheville. KQ4JSK, that's Kim in Asheville. KX4YM, that's Scott in Greenville. KQ4KFK, that's Gavin in Taylor's. And N4JRB, that's Jim in Greer. So we appreciate everybody that's using the pre-net check-in capability. That is exactly what it's there for. We don't have any Echolink stations, so we'll go directly to brand new amateur radio operators who have never checked into a net before and aren't quite sure what the protocol is, but would like to check in. Just throw your call sign out there and I will do the rest. Okay, it doesn't look like we have any brand new amateur radio operators this evening, so we're going to begin with Alpha through Delta in the RF section of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Station with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an A through a D, and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
DJW. Everybody on the net, please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec, KB2BYQ. Dave and Easley, I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73s to you and everybody on the net.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KB2BYQ. That's Dave and Easley. Good to have you with us tonight, Dave. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Please check in and out. This is Kilo Juliet 4, Bravo, Kilo India. Jack down in Rock Hill.
Y'all have a great one, man. 7-3. K-Net Control, like to recognize KJ4BKI. That's Jack in Rock Hill. Sounding good from Rock Hill this evening, Jack. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in. One more call, Alpha through Delta. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW. Dave, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife. Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont and we'll all be negative and negative.
DJW, please check in KQ4 AKE, that's Kilo Quebec 4, Alpha Kilo Echo, Wayne in Simpsonville, just listening tonight.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KK4DMW, that is Rick, bring with him KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena, and KM4MOQ, that's Miss Michelle. They are all located in Piedmont. Good to have you with us tonight, Rick. Tell Lorena and Michelle we said hello. And KQ4AKE, that's my buddy Wayne over in Simpsonville, who I've learned a lot about solar equipment from. Good to have you with us tonight, Wayne. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Hope you're having a great weekend. Let's go ahead now and move the pointer up to Echo Through Hotel, stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an E through an H. And we'll like check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called W4DJW.
W. Dave and all on the net. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4 HKX. That's Patrick. I'm up here in Penrose. I have no comment, no traffic tonight, Dave. Thanks for calling that, sir.
4DJW. Dave, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4 EZN, Harry in Kenner, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative tonight, Dave. Thanks.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize our Sunday night Net Control operator, KO4HKX. That's Patrick in Penrose, North Carolina. Stop by tomorrow night and check in with Patrick. I'm sure he'd appreciate it, and you'll enjoy that. Good to have you with us tonight, Patrick, and hope your weekend is going well. KC4EZN, that's Harry. He's over in Candler, North Carolina. Sounding good as usual, Harry. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening as well. Any other stations in the Echo Through Hotel group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, moving right along, we're going to bump it up to the India through Lima group. Stations with first letter in their suffix. It begins with an I through an L. And would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Kilo 4 Juliet, Foxtrot, Jim, Simpsonville, negative and negative tonight, Dave.
DJW, this is Kilo Echo 6, Kilo Echo November, that's KE6KEN, this is Ken in Greenville, and I'll be negative and negative.
DJW, Kilo India 4, Lima Zulu, India, JI4LZI, Andy. Table Rock, no traffic, no round table, but I'll be monitoring.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize K4JF. That is Jim over in Simpsonville. Good to have you with tonight, Jim. Hope you're doing well. Do appreciate you checking in with us this evening. And KE6KEN, that is Ken. He is in Greenville. You're sounding good tonight, Ken. Appreciate you being there as well. And KI4LZI, that's Andy in Table Rock, checking in over RF instead of through the pre-net check-in. Appreciate you doing that with us tonight, Andy, and hope you're having a wonderful weekend. We do have an EchoLink station, so we're going to pause here for a second and catch this EchoLink station. EchoLink station's only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW, hello, Dave. Check in, KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening to yourself, all of the net. No traffic, no rag queue. And Dave, I finally back with y'all. I have, I was missing y'all's note for about a week until I just now learned from Gary what the problem was and Dave, thanks to Gary's help by email, I'm finally back with y'all. So I learned the link that you put up to get it back in there, so it's in my favorites, and I'm, in short, Dave, I'm finally back with y'all, KA4PQA.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize our Echo Link station this evening, KA4PQA. That's Stephen in Greenwood. And Stephen, yeah, that'll only be for a couple of days. So when that one quits working, revert back to the other one. So just keep that one for a couple of days. We're getting updates, daily updates from ARRL and FCC on how they're doing on refreshing it. And we got to get ARRL, FCC, and EchoLink all in sync. So give us a couple of days to get all that done. But when this one quits working, you'll go back to the other one. Appreciate you being there with us tonight, Stephen, and hope you're having a wonderful evening and a wonderful weekend as well. And until Gary, we said appreciate him putting you onto the right path to get you back over here. Any other stations in the India through Lima group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we're going to push it on up to the Mike through Papa group, station with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an M through a P. And we'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Please check in and out. Kilo X-ray 4, Mike Tango, KX4MT. This is Mike and Pickens. And please check in and out. My son, Michael, Kilo Quebec 4, Oscar Juliet X-ray, KQ4OJX. That's what it is. And we'll both be negative and negative. Thanks for calling the net. We're here in Pickens.
W. Check in, Kilo Quebec 4, Papa November Foxtrot, KQ4 PNF. This is Brian up in Rosman. We'll be negative, negative.
OK, Okay, and I'd like to recognize KX4MT, that's Mike in Pickens. I'll bring with him KQ4OJX, that's Michael in Pickens. Good to have you with us tonight, Mike. Tell Michael we said hello and do appreciate you guys taking the time to check in this evening. KQ4PNF, that's Brian in Rosman. You're sounding good from Rosman tonight, Brian. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in as well. Any other stations, Mike Pupapa, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW. Please check in Kilo Quebec 4, Oscar Alpha Sierra, Robert Piedmont, and I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, next I'd like to recognize KQ4OAS. That's Robert. Sounding good from Piedmont this evening. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Robert. Let's go ahead now and bump it up to the Quebec through Tango group. Stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with a Q through a T. You would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
Please call the net. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative, sir.
W4DJW. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Ringland Golf, KO4QLG. This is Chris and Liberty. And I'll be negative and negative also. Hello, Tom.
Hello, Chris.
Okay, I control. I'd like to recognize my neighbor Tom in 0TR over here in Greer. Good to have you with us tonight, Tom. Tell Miss Bernice we said hello. Appreciate you taking the time to check in. And KO4QLG, that's Chris in Liberty. Good to have you with us tonight, Chris. Hope you're having a wonderful weekend as well. Any other stations, Quebec through Tango, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW. Please check in KQ4QHV, Kilo, Quebec, 4, Quebec, Hotel, Victor. This is Nick in Pendleton, and I'll be negative and negative, but I'll be on to monitor. Thanks for holding the net. Hope everybody's having a wonderful weekend.
Okay, Nick, control, I'd like to recognize KQ4QHV. That's Nick in Pendleton. Good to have you with us tonight, Nick. Hope you're doing well. All right, we're going to go to the patient group now, the Uniform Through Zulu group, stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with a U through a Z and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called W4DJW.
DJW. KA3WPP, that's Kilo Alpha 3, Whiskey Papa Papa, Howard Piedmont, be negative and negative. Good evening, all.
DJW. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. I'm located in Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you, everyone on that.
Okay, Nick, I'd like to recognize KA3WPP. That is Howard in Piedmont. Good to have you with tonight, Howard. Appreciate you being there. And KX4B, that is Tommy. He's way down there in Southern Greenville County. Sounding good as usual, Tommy. Do appreciate you being with us this evening. Let's go ahead now and open it up all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter and you call it all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Hello, Kilo.
Kilo 4.
Hello, Kilo 4. Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James upon this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And it's where I'll be negative and negative. Says 73s for each one of you.
Hey, Miss Amy in the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride Joy. We're at home and easily, no traffic, no queue tonight. Good evening to you and Miss Amy and all on the net.
Yes. Hope you and Miss Amy are well. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Amy and good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
Okay, that was a really good group. Net control, I'd like to recognize. And I was wondering where he was. KK4JFO, that's James over in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Glad to see that you made it in here tonight, James. Appreciate you taking the time to be with us. K4OIM, that is Walt. Sounding good from Inman this evening. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Walt. And our Wednesday night net control operator and all things SwapNet, KI4DOS Gary, bring with him K3JOY. That's Miss Joy. Tell Miss Joy we said hello. And Gary, thank you for updating Stephen on how to get in on Echolink. He made it in a little bit earlier, just fine. Appreciate that. W4IOE, that's it. He's over in Fletcher, North Carolina, and he'll be calling the 146.64 net tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Be sure and stop back by tomorrow night at 8 on 146.64 for the PL Tone at 91.5, and I'm sure that you will have a good time on his net, and he'll appreciate you being there. And Sid, tell Miss Beverly we said hello and do appreciate you taking the time checking in with us this evening. And then Jim and Berea, you're way, way, way down in the bottom of the bucket there, Jim. I heard the KO4 and I recognized the call and that's all I got. So KO4YHY, that's Jim and Berea talking into the backside of the mic or something. Something going on there, Jim. Got to fix that up. Got to bring that audio up a whole bunch. You were barely in there. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Quebec, Yankee. Dustin and Taylors.
4DJW. Here we are again. Please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife, Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be here for a little bit. I hope everyone has a good night. 7-3.
Okay, Dustin, listen up. Make sure I got it right, because I kind of fumbled your call a little bit. My fault, not yours. You're 100% into the repeater. No issues. KO4. JQY, that's Dustin and Taylors. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dustin. Let me know if I got that right when I get finished here. And KK4JBQ, that's Larry in Greer. Bring with him KC4MFK, that's Miss Donna in Greer. And Larry, I have you down for comments, so we will be back to you in just a little bit. Appreciate you being with us this evening. Until Miss Donna, we said hello. And Dustin, did I get your call right? Okay, that was by luck. That wasn't skill, that was luck. Anyway, appreciate you being with us and appreciate you hanging around and let me know. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. All right, this is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. And we'll now begin the RAG2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG2s. We got one rag chewer up this evening, and he barely slid in under the wire there at the end of the formal portion of the net. That is KK4JBQ Larry and Greer, called W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
JW and the net, this is KK4JBQ. Well, I didn't intentionally just slide in. I picture this as, you know, that sliding into home or second base. Those are the things I remember from watching baseball on TV. Made a big deal. And, of course, it was exciting, you know, to see a runner slide in and completely confuse that person that only had to tap him with the ball. I don't watch baseball that much anymore, any sports, actually. I get all wrapped up in other things, yeah, so... I've been wrapped up, as people who have been listening with any interest at all the last couple of weeks, with digitizing my vinyl and my cassette tapes. Oh, goodness, there's just a bunch of things that, either the thing to play them on is going away. Repairing them is not feasible. It's just a whole lot of effort to have a different thing to play, a compact disc and a cassette tape and a vinyl record, and, you know, what has equalized the field for all of these storage mediums is digital files. And they're good enough that a person like me, you know, I don't have golden ears or anything. I don't notice that much difference if it's recorded with the care. I don't notice any difference between the original or a copy. So that's what I hope to do, and enjoy my music that I have collected over time on any device that'll receive a waveform, a digital recording. I thought that was pretty cool. Well, it is cool. I won't dispute that, but it does take a lot of time. If you start with anything that's analog, you can only put it in at the speed in which it was originally recorded. If it's an hour long, it takes an hour. You sit there for an hour, what are you going to do? Well, I set a timer and carry the timer with me, and when the timer goes off, I give myself a little lead time. I go back to it. But in a day's time, I can record no more than two. And then if you're going to tweak it in any way, you can add more time onto that. It's not without its drawbacks. KK4JPQ.
Well, Larry, I came across an article that I was reading on that. I should have sent it to you. If I come back to buy it again, I'll send it to you. But before I go into that, I was thinking more about Indiana Jones or Conan the Barbarian or Game of Thrones. As you know, in all of those, they have a stone wall that is dropping and it's coming down, and the hero of the movie wants to be on the other side. Terminator 2, I think, did that as well. Wanted to be on the other side of the wall from the wall side that they were on while the wall was coming down. So it goes running at the wall and just lays down, just slides underneath the wire, underneath the wire. The wall, as the stone wall is about to come down and close on them. That's more the mental picture I had as you were sliding in there. But you made it, and that's what matters. That's all that matters, whether the first one or the last one or somewhere in between. It doesn't matter as long as you make it. And then that article I saw on that reminded me of you was they were showing a really close-up, zoomed-in picture of what is actually happening with the needle and the vinyl when it's making its sound, and how and what it, that channel that has been etched out, what that actually looks like, and the high pressure that they have to put on the vinyl to press it to get all those grooves to come out really, really good and smooth and to work the way that they work. But beyond that, they did a comparison because at the very top of the article, it had a picture of vinyl and CD and MP3. So three different mediums that we went through in time. We went from the vinyl, which was top notch, right? Was perfected because over the 45s, the 72s are spinning faster and the needle's further away from the center, so it gives it longer distance to travel, which means you've got more space to store information for every unit of time that goes by than you had on the 45s. So that generation had a perfection step, right? Going from 45s to 72s and different speeds, right? Over time. And that controlled your sample rate. So yes, way back then, when they went from 45s to 72s, they increased the sample rate. And quality is all about sample rate. It's all how many samples can you get in a second. CDs, they bumped that quality up pretty high. Not in the beginning. In the beginning, when they first came out with CDs, they were very low and they were ugly. They didn't do very good at all. They were ugly sounding. And then after a while, they figured out how to move the point on the CD that stored the data up and down, right, in the medium. Not just linearly through the CD, but they had multiple tracks on the CD so they could store twice as much information, three times as much information. Every time they added a track, they could store five or six different levels of sample rate, which improved the CD quality and made it actually pretty good as the vinyl before CDs came to an end. And then when they went to MP3, they started the same thing. It was a storage medium on a hard drive, and those files were big, and the quality was low. But then they improved the algorithm and improved the algorithm and improved the algorithm, and now you can get higher quality. You can't improve the rate from what it was originally recorded at. That's the maximum you can get to with any recording. But if you're going to record new stuff and you go directly to digital, you can get even better than vinyl. So it debunked the theory that nothing will be good as vinyl anymore, and they told you exactly why. KK4JVQ, W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
I feel like I've been to school. I'm just kidding. Yeah, the sample rate on CDs is kind of ubiquitously set at 44,000, or what is it, 440,000 samples per second. That's a lot, but it's not as high as it could possibly be. If you've got, I'm talking about digitizing it, if you've got the storage space, you run into a lot of constraints, and this is life. I mean, everywhere you turn, this is what life is made of. It seems simple at first. Asking a girl out on a date, that seems simple at first. Until you get something a little unexpected in the transaction, and gracious. It's just a whole new world. With every change of, of the things that it's made up of. So, anyhow, I had a success today. I recorded my first transposition, you might call it, of a cassette tape. And then I had a problem. I just stubbed my toe so bad, really bad. I was recording this with the original, I'm fortunate here, with the original machine that recorded the tape in the beginning, back in 1984. I only know that because I wrote that on the cassette tape shell. I wrote the year that it was broadcast. This was broadcast music. Ah, gracious. And I thought, that old, I just wonder if everything's going to work like it ought to, you know? Well, it did. And I got it all recorded. Took an hour to record it because you have to unspool the thing just as it was originally recorded. And then I listened back to it, and it sounded rough. I mean, it sounded like it was real high than I originally understood it to be. Well, I thought, well, I couldn't have been that. My memory is not that bad. And then I looked closer at the notes that I made on the cassette shell, on the label. And it says recorded in Dolby C deck, and it says I'm going to play this back, Dolby B. So, I had to do that over. KK4JBQ.
W4DJW, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I remember that. I haven't thought of it in many, many years, but I remember the Dolby B. My uncle owned Lafayette Radio. And I remember I went up there. I wanted a stereo system for my car. And he told me that it was one of the one that he wanted to sell me was one of the few that was able to play at that high of a level. And it would do up to 5 speakers. I said, okay, I guess that's the one I want. And I put that one in my Pontiac, my car. And it sounded really, really good. That brings back some old, you bring back those, the terminology that was used back in that day. Remind you, those were memories of good days, but like Ray used to say, I remember them fondly, but I sure wouldn't want to go back to them.
About some stuff that I can only talk about, and I can't explain it. Just want to preface everything with that. Even today, Dolby is still around. And their expertise in sound reproduction is, that's still their game. So we just, I guess it's been 6 months or so ago, installed a new way to watch television, a flat screen television, and a different sound system to, this is incredible. We do all this. Donna just really wanted, for the little bit of television that we watch, she wanted it to be quality, you know. We watch a lot of things that include music, and both of us have silver-toned ears. We can hear variances in really well-performed music. Maybe it shouldn't be there. Maybe it was there. Who knows? Just the sound system is not good. So it was a bit to put together, I'll admit. But anyway, Dolby Atmos. Or is it? No, it don't have a T at the end. Atmos. That is the new system for digital televisions, digital sound systems, whatever. However many channels you want to drop in there. We have several speakers, not as many as one could if you had a large room, but this is a 10 by 12 room. So we're not sitting 14 feet away from the television screen. So it didn't have to be a really big one for it to seem really big if you sit close to it, you know. And the sound doesn't have to travel very far before it gets to our ears. So having a sound on either side of us, as well as above us and below us and in the back of us, we didn't need that, you know. We're in a small room. But anyhow, I do recall that Dolby is still in the sound business with Dolby Atmos. Cool name, huh?
That is cool when you come across something like that. And I hear, when I was working with that preamplifier, those guys are audiophiles. They're really into audio, high dollar audio. And they, I can't retain all the stuff that I learned from them, but I learned a lot from them. And they, I kind of refer back to him. But one of the things when I was talking to him about how ham radio works, the engineer, not the owner, but the engineer, the electrical engineer that does all the building of the hardware for the preamplifier. One of the things we were talking about, SDR radios. He knows about ham radio. He's familiar with ham radio. He's built equipment for ham radio operators in the past. So he's not a ham radio operator himself. I asked him why he didn't get a license. He said he just doesn't have time. He's got too many other things he's got to do to do ham radio. But he knows exactly how they work and everything. He'll reference something sometimes when he's trying to explain something to me. And one of the things they do with ham radio is they don't go up really, really high on the sample rate. You can go up higher if you want to. But because we're mono, it really doesn't, it's mono. It's not like stereo. It's not like you're getting something from both sides of your head and you hear the train coming in one side of your head and then you hear it leaving, going out the other side of your head. It's not like that. So he said what they do with ham radio instead is they increase the bandwidth with that extra sampling rate. So as you go up and up and up on the sample rate, you can go wider and wider and wider on the band. And some of those chips, the distance that you can get away from the local oscillator, will allow you to go up to, you know, they start out at 8 kilocycles, and then they go up to 24, and then the 44, 100, and some of them go up to 192, and others go all the way up to 384. Huge. And at 384, you can see multiple amateur radio bands at the same time. All of the band, multiple bands, depending on how far apart they are from each other. But you can go, you can look, you can see what's happening on 40 meters on one side of your screen and what's happening on 80 meters on the other side of your screen. And it's all one contiguous sample that's running in real time. And, you know, and it spans the gap between the two different bands. You can see what's going on in between them as well. It's pretty cool. All the things that you can do with audio. KK4JBQ, W4DJW, and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
I think it'd be a great thing to check for folks who are waiting to check in.
I was thinking that'd be a good idea, too. See, but I think we got a lot of second shift early on. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
KJW. Here's Richard, KC4PLT. KJW. NKS4NXY, David. And my wife, Marie, AF4SX, Southern Greenville County, down here, Honeypath. Check us in and out, and good evening to everybody on the net.
Again, KC4SKD, Larry, KG4AHS, Rhonda, both of Easley, no traffic, no rag to you this evening, and I would like to check in my brothers by telephone relay, November 9, Tango, Echo, Charlie, that's Randall in Asheville, and Kilo, Foxtrot, 4, Golf, Golf, Foxtrot. That's my youngest brother, Charlie. He's in Goose Creek. Hope you're having a good evening, Dave. Good evening to you and everybody on the net.
Check in, KO4, RTG. That's Kilo, Oscar 4, Romeo, Tango, Golf. Tommy up here at Marion, North Carolina, and just check me in and out tonight. Thank you for calling the net.
W. Good to hear you calling the net tonight. Joy listening to you and Larry have a little chit-chat there on the round table section. If you will, sir, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. The name is Mike. The location is at home in Simpsonville tonight, Dave. No traffic, no comments. 73 to you and everyone on the net.
Okay, that was a good second shift. And the very first one doubled with David. And so tell you what I got, and if I got it right, tell me I got it right. And if I didn't get it right, tell me I didn't get it right. Because you came in there really quick with your call sign, and I got pieces and some parts of it. And the only thing I could find in my database was KC4GIT David in Bluefield. And I'm thinking I'm probably 100% off wrong on that one. And then David that was doubling with you is KF4NXY. David, bringing with him AF4SX. That's Miss Marie. And they're in Southern Greenville County, otherwise known as Possum Kingdom. Good to have you with us tonight, David. Tell Miss Marie we said hello and hope the birds are all doing well. And then our every other Friday night net control operator, KC4SKD. That's Larry. Bring with him KG4AHS. That's Miss Rhonda. N9TEC, that's Randall, and KF4GGF, that's Charlie. And Larry and Rhonda are in Easley, and Randall is in Asheville, and Charlie is in Goose Creek, South Carolina. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Larry, tell Ms. Rhonda we said hello, and hope you guys are having a fantastic weekend. KO4RTG, that's Tommy in Marion, North Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, Tommy. You're sounding good into the repeater. Appreciate you being there. And then our first Saturday of the month net control operator, AK4HR, that's Mike over in Simpsonville. You're sounding good, Mike. Appreciate you taking the time to stop in this evening. And Larry, I think you were right. There was a lot of them waiting there. I'm pretty sure I got the very first one wrong. If that very first one would come back again and correct me, please.
Charlie 4 Papa Lima Tango, KC4PLT Richard in Pendergrass, Georgia, and I will be in and out. Good evening to everyone on the net.
Appreciate your patience with me there, Richard. I knew I got it wrong. So I'm glad you came back and got it corrected. Net Control Electric recognized KC4PLT Richard in, it says Flowery Branch, Georgia, but I thought you said Pendergrass or something like that, Georgia. Anyway, you're making it in good. I'm just not that good at hearing anymore. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Richard. Hope you're having a fantastic weekend. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, Larry, that was a good idea. KK4JBQ, W4DJW, and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Back to you, Larry.
Yeah. What I've been thinking since we last spoke, I've been made to recall one of the most fascinating listening experiences I ever had. It was in a large space, in a theater, yes. And the local DJ for the FM radio station that did a lot of remotes, brought his equipment in, and he was doing some stuff I was really not acquainted with. He suspended microphones everywhere, like he was going to listen to the whole room. Was going to be kind of a special performance, and maybe this was what it was about. But he had one microphone that looked like a human head, and I asked him, "Oh, can I just pick your brain for a little bit? What is that up there?" And he says, "Well, I call that Ichabod, for obvious reasons." And that's a specially constructed anabolic microphone. Actually, there's 7 microphones in that head, and they're specially constructed to mimic how we humans gather sound from our environment. The ears are not stereo. The ears are mono. Now, they're separated by a certain distance. Now, this head, Ichabod, I'll call it, was constructed so that the distance between the microphones picking up the sound in the room was the same as the distance between our ears. I thought, well, wow, that's marvel. And he said, "You want to take a listen to what this sounds like?" And I got the shock of my life. I put on these headphones. They were regular stereo headphones. And when I did, it seemed like it went from, I mean, my hearing went from black and white to color. I heard the entire room. I heard sound location like I'd never heard it before in my life. I never heard it like that again. So I thought I'd just toss that in there. It was a unique experience. I wouldn't know how. I probably couldn't afford reproducing that. It was live performance specialty equipment, and it was going to be used on their FM radio station. This guy was just crazy about sound, and he'd been in the business for some 48 years at that time. What do you think about that? KK4JBQ.
That reminds me of something. I have limited background work to work with to be able to comprehend that. But when you said you went from black and white to color sound, I'm thinking my daughter and I used to take walks every single night. And there was this low place in the road on Brown Road. It's over there where Tom lives. There's a low place in the road before it gets up to Gap Creek. And every time we would go down that low place, Squeaky came out. Squeaky was a bat. And Squeaky always squeaked every time we went by there. And I had this little thing that I learned from a military guy, an ex-military guy, on how to put a pebble that's kind of flat on your index finger, and then put your other index finger on the second joint of your index finger, and you put your other index finger on that, and you put your thumb on the back of your second index finger, and you can flick it. And the pebble's about the size of, I don't know, maybe a quarter inch around, but it's kind of flat. You're looking for one that's flat, and that's maybe a quarter inch around. And when you flick it like that, I guess the military guys use that to distract people because it makes a zinging sound as it's going around a curve. It just goes, where you can hear it going off like that at a distance. Well, Squeaky would follow that rock. So my daughter and I would watch, because we'd leave right there at dusk, so it'd be light enough that we could see him, and he could see the rock. And when I said see, that was the whole key to the whole part of this part of my conversation. Squeaky, the bat, could dial in on the pebble that was spinning backwards as it was going forward through the air and making a bzzz sound so that we could hear it. But Squeaky could hear it and follow it like it was a bug. Now, is that color sound? Or is that high fidelity three-dimensional color sound? Because Squeaky was flying through the air, and Squeaky, you know, bats, they don't have any eyes. bats only use their ears, right? So bats aren't, or if they do have eyes, they're very, very poor. They don't work very well. And we would watch Squeaky follow that pebble through the air as that pebble was making its arch. And Squeaky would get right behind it. And then he'd figure out, that's not a bug. And then he'd peel off and the rock would just go hit the ground. But that's the only experience I have of that anywhere near what you were talking about that tells us that maybe our eyes are so much further advanced than our ears that we can appreciate how much our eyes can do depth perception and color, and those rays are bouncing around in our around us, those light waves, and they're bouncing in through our eyeballs and they're going into our brain, and our brain is unscrambling all that and putting together a picture in front of us that we can see. Well, Squeaky's ears were doing the same thing. How about that, Gary? Larry, how does that how's that balance out with your color sound? KK4JVQ, W4DJW, and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
My, all I got to say is that's a fascinating story. Bats' ears are different than our own, of course, and they hear in the ultrasonic range of sound. So what you were hearing, the bat was probably hearing something that sounded totally different. But because of their echolocation, this is what goes on as the bat is processing what it hears. They use that to survive, to locate in three dimensions, locate that object and go right to it. Well, works well for bats, and they do have eyes, most do. I think there are some cave bats that their eye has reverted and no longer functioning, like some fish are that way as well. And for the same reason, they're never exposed to light. Some deep cave streams are full of fishes with no eyes. If you don't need them, nature does not bother with reproducing them in the next generation, I guess, you know. That's just fascinating. And to play with a bat in flight is probably, I can just imagine how you two felt on a walk. And when I see you again, you'll have to show me. Would it be possible, say, a poker chip? I was trying to imagine the actual shape of the rock that you found that you were using. Is it similar to a poker chip?
And I mean, in the shape it is, but not in the size. If you took a, but it has to have some rough edges that you can grab onto, the meat of your skin can grab onto, so it can't be exactly flat. It has to have some pointy places, because what you're going to do is that first joint, and like I'm left-handed, so my left hand, you look at your left index finger, and you look the where your finger bends at the end and where it bends at the knuckle. In between there is where you put the rock. And then the tip of your other index finger fits right on top of the rock. And then your thumb on my left hand, the same hand that the rock was placed on originally, goes behind the knuckle of the second index finger. And it hurts at first. It's painful. But military guys get over that real quick. It took me a while to get over it because I kept on doing it over and over and over again. He said, you got to do it harder. You got to do it harder. And it was painful until you build up muscles in that finger. And when you build up the muscles in that finger, it works really good. But you just press down on it really hard, and you put both hands behind your right ear, if you're left-handed, like I do. Put it behind your right ear, and you throw both arms forward like you're throwing a baseball. At the same time you throw your arms forward, you push that index finger on the left hand really hard against the index finger on the right hand, and you put that thumb going around the knuckle on the right hand. You put a lot of pressure on it. All three have really high pressure, and as your fingers go past your right ear, you flick it, and when that rock comes out of that setup, it will spin backwards as it's going forward through the air, and it'll scream. If you do that at a campfire or something like that, people will stop and they'll look around like, "What was that? What happened? Where was that?" And then they want to know how you do it. Anyway, that guy, the ex-military guy that taught me how to do that, he had a lot of patience. And it does take time. He says, you're not going to do it right at first. You're going to try and you're going to try and you're going to try. And then one day it's going to work. W4DJW back to KK4JBQ.
Wonder if I have the stick-to-itiveness to learn how to do that. But anyway, when I see you again, you find yourself a stone carrot in your pocket until I see you again. Sounds like it takes a particular stone. But I'm fascinated by that. Yeah. First time I ever saw. Of course, this was on a program like, PBS's Nature. They have fascinating things that, you know, in every episode, that's a marvelous program, that's going on around us as we speak, and forever it's been going on, and human beings are just now getting in on it because of our ability to record certain sounds or record certain light waves to certain levels of illumination impossible years ago, make recordings at very high speed. All that stuff just fascinates me. We are such an inquisitive bunch of folks. Those scientists who really are trying to take things apart and put them back together, in nature, that is. It's just fascinating. But back to Ichabod. When I put those headphones on, I didn't want to take them off. It was almost like I was listening with blind ears. That's why I said it was a change from black and white to color. If you were to equate it to what our eyes experience in that jump from black and white to color, it was very much the same thing. So much more information. And you audibly you feel like you're in a different place because information is coming at you from all directions. And yet so well balanced, so well engineered, that your perceptions change. And I wanted to keep those headphones. He says, it isn't the headphones. I could see who made the headphones and all of that. It's not just the headphones, he said. It's this whole setup. This room is now wired for sound in a way that we can't even reproduce it in the studio. And then, of course, it leaves us and goes over the airwaves, and it goes into receivers that are not any more capable than they were before, you know, when they listen to other programming. So it's just been optimized here. Well, it must have taken a lot of doing. I'll just put it that way. And I'll probably never hear exactly that way again. One of those things you never forget. Anyhow, that's what I've got tonight. By the way, there's a book. If Gary, KI4DOS, is still listening, there's a book on, well, it's not on amateur radio, but it has to do with radio and pioneering radio. And Nikola Tesla, as I recall, called Thunderstruck. And I would recommend that book to Gary, if he's still there. Dave, have yourself a good night. It's always great to talk with you, and thank you for letting me ramble and roam through the day and through the memories and stuff like that. This is what I enjoy doing, and it's why I'm holding this microphone and squeezing the dickens out of it. KK4JBQ. Back to you, Dave.
Control, I happen to hear that double on there. KI4LZI.
Okay, is there someone else that was trying to get in there? Go ahead, W4DJW.
Yeah, I'm out here on Lake Tioe, and I'm trying to hunt down this fish. I don't think they hear sound waves at all.
Was that Kilo 4 Golf Alpha Charlie, K4GAC? Do I have that right?
Trying to get them. They don't hear the sound waves at all. I think they're on a totally different frequency than they are.